Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
one time with one great voice tonight.
Hey, welcome back. Magnificent Sunday it is. This is the Shine Lord Radio with your girl B. Ray holding it down. Tonight's topic is going to be from anxiety to peace. It's coming from the YouVersion Bible app. It's a 6-day meditation. So I tell you to go to the YouVersion Bible app and download it, and then the plans is just anxiety to peace. And we're going to break it down, and then next week on the Shine Lord Show, we will wrap it up with out of the message, out of the six-day study. So this is how we're going to do this week and next week's show. We're just going to go through the 6 days. And then on the seventh day, we're going to come back with a quiz, pretty much. But before we do that, we're going to have a few more songs, and then we're going to get right into it. Okay, you guys listen to Talk Radio Network, the Shine Lord Radio. This is your girl, E-Ray, and here is I Love Vibe by Erica Campbell.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him. Love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiving, I'm
look out. You look out. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. 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 Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall, you remember I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do, I do. No one can show you all, but we got you covered. Protect us from it all, that's what makes me love him.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio. This is your girl, Be Right, holding it down. Let's jump right to it. And I'm quoting from the YouVersion, the Bible Plan. It said, if you're with worry or stress has a grip on you, then you are on a path that I have walked on. This is from the not my, from time to time, this will still emerge. And beckons me down its shadowy corridor. But now I have employed solid daily practices that have helped me not to be gripped by anxiety. Over the course of several months, I suffered from chest pains, headaches, and other illnesses that served as for fear and concern. Up until this point in my life, I had never experienced anything like it and never really battled worry. If I'm honest, I pride myself in a risk taker. But soon I began to dwell on worst case scenarios. I was convinced something serious was wrong with me or that something happened to my family. Often there can be multiple things contributing to our anxiety. Stress has a way of boiling to a point where even those with highest tolerance are susceptible to its building force. Also, like the physical limitations or illness, some of us experience time when our body's chemicals are out of balance. In addition to our spiritual enemy, seems to be the opportunities when it comes to his attack, striking in areas of our weakness at the lowest moments of our lives. So, in this 6-day Bible plan that we are going to discuss this week and next week, it's going to give us ways to deal with the anxiety and the stress in our lives and how to overcome that. I think I got Kia D on the line. Hey, Kia, how you doing?
Hey, your girl is in the building, but I got a lot happening behind me. I'm in the street holding it down. I'm still here with you, B-Ray. You are doing an amazing job tonight. Keep it going, beautiful.
All right. I was going to ask you a question, but I'm going to let you make it tonight.
Give me about 5 minutes.
All right. Okay, cool. No problem. Chime in when you get ready. So in this Bible plan, I will not attempt to address all causes of anxiety nor all solutions to this common struggle. I do not pretend to be a gimmick formula that once guarantees a carefree life. But I do believe the principles contained here for pathways toward victory. And it will help your stress level and your anxiety to the peace. So, with that being said, I'm going to play another song, come back with part two of the episode. And that song will be, let's see, I Smile, Kirk Franklin, here on We Talk Radio.
Depression and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. people.
Welcome back to the Shine Laura Radio. Again, it's your girl, B-Ray, holding it down. And we're talking about anxiety, from anxiety to peace. The scripture, one of the scriptures they brought the 23rd Psalm, verse 4. And I'm reading from the easy version. I will not be afraid when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This is because you, Lord, are with me. Your right and your staff make me feel safe. Okay, with that being said, we're all in an anxiety pandemic attack mode because we're going to the stores, we're, you know, hoarding pretty much during the time of this coronavirus where, you know, people are dying left and right for this virus. However, those that are not, and we're trying to stockpile, but guess what we're doing? We're making it harder for those that really need things that you all are in. Why would you need so much water? You know, we survived a lot of things. We survived this type of pandemic before with the HIV, AIDS, we survived that. We survived the E. coli, we survived Ebola, we survived the swine flu and all of that. So that scripture said that I shall fear no evil, pretty much, because you are with me. So why is it that we as a people are in so much fear, anxiety, and panic mode? I know this is a big change for people. Epidemic is going to get worse, but God will not put more on us than we can bear, and we all should know that. Like I say, we have survived a lot of things, and I don't think that there'll be any difference. We'll survive the hoarding, the turning around, you hoarding, you running and buying stockpiles of this and that, and then you turning around and selling it. I mean, it's just horrible what's going on in the world today, and that's not what God put. That's not what God said. That's not what the It said, because you're with me, which is you, is the Lord. Your rod and staff shall make me feel safe. That means His grace and mercy shall make you feel safe. You just need to trust in God. And that's the second part of this segment. And here is Survive, and we shall return right here to We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Telling myself on the last mile, on the road to somewhere, but along the way I saw the wind and the rain, and to my surprise, oh, 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 blew my mind. So many nights I had to hold on for my life, but I
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio Show. And that was Survive and Triumphant One. Okay, so part three of today's segment, the scripture is Psalms 34, verse 4. It says, I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me. He saved me from everything that made me afraid, which is anything that causes you fear or worry is anxiety, and you need to give it to God. Like I said about the coronavirus that's going around, yes, we know it's real, but we also know that God is real. And if we pray and give it to the Lord, he will cover us. I have Kia D back on the line with me. Do you have anything to expand on to that?
You know what? First of all, good evening, Shine Lord Radio Show, We Talk Radio Network. Good evening, B-Ray, and you're doing a great job tonight. Fabulous job tonight.
Thank
you. I also have, of course, T. Smiley in the building.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? So, you know, yeah, I want, of course, you know, as we walk around, you know, weighing, you know, what to do next, and then weighing this heavy, with this heavy weighted burden on our backs, trying to figure out how we're going to survive and take care of our families and what we're going to do, because we really, you know, don't know, you know, it's all up in the air at this point, you know. I think on Friday, President Donald Trump, you know, declared a national emergency, am I right?
Yeah.
And so... And so, you know, at this point, you know, once it's gone this far, we really don't know. I was talking to someone else, I think on Thursday of last week, and they're in another state. And I'm not going to mention which state they're in, but they were just saying that they heard in several states. Actually, I will mention what state they're in. They're in Georgia. But they had heard that in several states that the military was going to be deployed into six states. So I think that has already begun to happen. And so, you know, what's the military standing outside on your block? I mean, you know, what do you think that looks like? You know, what do you, if you didn't think it was real, regardless of whether you think the coronavirus is real or not, regardless of whether you think and I'm not trying to say have fear at all. This is not what I'm saying. I just want to keep it real, because at the end of the day, keeping it real has absolutely nothing to do with being in fear. You should absolutely want to have knowledge, and then that way you can move forward without all the fear. If you know exactly what things are, even if you don't know exactly what it is, if you have prepared yourself, fear will go out the window, because you know for an absolute fact who you are and whose you are. But you still want to, you know, give yourself all the incredible knowledge that you can. What exactly is this? What's going on? Who may have done it? You know, why would they do this? You know, don't sit in a hole thinking, oh, it'll be over in a couple of days. I would hate for you to do that, but I also do not want you to walk in fear. So I appreciate B-Ray doing this tonight, because there's a lot of people, you know, if you look at the news media, they want you to run in fear to these local stores and to these big supermarket chains and buy everything off the shelves. You know, I mean, they want you to go do that. Do I want you to do that? I want you to buy the essential items that you need. I don't want you to go buy the nonsense that you don't need off the shelf. I want you to go buy the essential items that you need. But at the end of the day, there was a report that was done, and this is all allegedly. There's a young lady by the name of Adrienne Balyan. She's married to Israel Houghton, and she has a television show on The Real. Well, I mean, they have a television show, and it's called The Real. It's like five hosts, I think. Lonnie Love, Tamara from TN, Tamara, the two twins, you know, from back in the day, TN Tamara. And then, of course, Jenny Mai, who's dating the rapper. I can't remember the rapper she's dating. 2 Chainz. No, not 2 Chainz. I can't remember. Anyways, and then, of course, Adrienne Balyan. Well, Tamar Braxton, I think, used to be on that show. Recently, allegedly, it was reported that she doesn't wash her hands when she goes to the bathroom at her home. She said, at my home, I don't feel like I need to wash my hands. And, you know, when I go to the bathroom, I, you know, it's my home, it's my house, you know. And there's a lot of people that are actually like that. They go to the bathroom at their home, and they feel like this is my home. I do number one or number two, and I walk around my crib, and, you know, it's mine, you know, so it's not a big deal. Right, right. What happens when that maintenance man comes over, or that plumber comes over, right, or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife or your husband or whoever, your children, your grandchildren come over to visit and touch those nasty feces-infested doors that you have been touching this entire time, and unbeknownst to them, you do not wash your hands, okay? So they are going and they are digesting, because guess what? They're going to eat a bag of chips or a couple pack of cookies, and grandma cookies that everybody loves so much. They're going to scarf those down right there in, at your house, and they're going to also digest your feces and your urine. They're going to take that down too. Guess what? And they're also going to suck down your coronavirus. So let's just do a better job of washing our hands. At period, point blank. Just do a better job of washing your hands on a consistent basis, not when you come home at night and then in the morning when you wake up. No, that's not consistent. A consistent basis is, listen, you touch things consistently throughout the day. If you touch the door handle, you need to wash your hands. If you touch the toilet handle, you need to wash your hands. If you touch another door handle after you touch the toilet handle, you need to wash your hands again, because you don't know who's touched that public door handle, so you grab a towel or a napkin and you open that door. I'm just saying, okay? I mean, there are things that we can all do.
Okay.
One of the things that was not rolled off the shelf, it's really important to note this. Hand sanitizer was gone, toilet paper was gone, and a couple other things was gone, but soap remained fully stocked on the countertop. Okay.
The baby
while I'm over there searching for soap, I'm like, man, it's plenty. I just need soap. I don't even do hand sanitizer. What do I need hand sanitizer for when I wash my hands consistently? So, and I don't touch door handles at all. It is like one of, I can't even, my mama, she'll tell you, I can't, I'll go to her house and I have a napkin in my hand and I'm touching the door handle with a napkin. I wear a glove, I have little plastic gloves, I wear those just consistently when it's time for me to, you know, pump my gas, you know, or I have a napkin or something like that, but I do not touch anything pertaining to public anything. It's just, it is what it is, because we have situations like this where people do not wash. Not even coronavirus, people just don't wash their hands when they take a boo-boo, a number one or number two, okay? It's simple stuff, and we're having to go back. I mean, this is like kindergarten. Like, we learned this in kindergarten. Wash your hands. I got my glam baby. She's 1 year old, and guess what? They're singing a song in there called Wash Your Hands. I'm like, man, she won. And they teach them at the age of one to wash your hands. But we got 40 and 50-year-old people who don't want to wash their hands. This is why coronavirus is spreading like it is. Now, listen, granted, I'm not saying that's what got it here, but that's the reason it's spreading the way it is. And then we talk, and I'm going to let you be Ray, take over your show again, but you shouldn't ask me a question. Listen, today in the airport, one of the things that happened is they said people were shoulder to shoulder. Now, didn't y'all hear we had coronavirus roaming through the streets? Why in the world are you shoulder to shoulder inside of the airport? Anyways, that's my spiel for today. B-Ray, you're doing a great job on your show. You talk fear. Don't fear anything. But listen, God is the only thing that is going to save us in this whole situation. What is happening right now is he wants us to cry out to him. He wants us to call out to him, period, point blank. Do not cry out to coronavirus. Do not cry out to the president. Do not cry out to the mayors and anybody. You cry out to God. This is what he wants us to do right now. This is what he has been calling us to do. He is calling it out from beneath from us. He needs this from us. So no matter what is happening, every single morning I need you to make sure that you wake up and you go to bed crying out to God, asking him to cover us completely, not just your household, but the nation.
Exactly.
Okay. Chief Smiley got something to say, and I know I'm taking up your show, and you got about a few minutes left.
Y'all
sorry.
Good. Y'all good.
Chief Smiley got something he want to say.
Come on with it.
Well, I just wanted to add, I heard a little something today, and I just thought it was fit for just this moment right here. God had a whole lot of promises, and three promises stuck out and said, God will never leave you, he will never forsake you, and he said he'll be there with you until the ends of the earth. So why we worried?
Hey, man, listen, he cleaned nicely summed that up, okay?
That is so on point. That's why I said, from anxiety to peace, we need to put our trust in the Lord who made us, who made everything. He has a solution for all of us. He's just trying to get our attention so that we can come back to him.
Amen.
That pretty much sums up the whole situation.
He wants our attention. Absolutely.
Yes, it's like a war cry. He wants us to, you know, cry out to him. A war cry,
to the Lord, like, you know, dude, why is this happening? Why is this happening? What do you want? What is it that you want me as your child to do to make a change in this society? That's what he's trying to get us back to. And you know, I'm just saying it's real out there. And I didn't prepare this like until, to be honest, I didn't prepare this show until probably about 30 minutes before we came on. I think I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to talk about tonight? And then all the stuff, you know, that's just going on, I'm like, you know what? Let's talk about anxiety, fear, and peace. Because it's all going to revert back to him. So, you know, with that being said, this is pretty much the end of the Shine Lord show tonight. We know all three of us is on the same page. Thank God. Hallelujah. If you don't mind, T-Smiley, you close us out in prayer, and then I'm going to play some songs for the rest of the time.
Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be here just one more time, God. We ask that you just touch each and every one of us, God. We ask that you just cover, God, continue to cover us, God, in your blood, God. We ask that you just be with us, God, and with our families, God, even the ones that's somewhere else in the States, God. We ask that you just touch them, God. We ask that you just touch even each one of us that listen in on the radio show on tonight, God. Touch your household, God. Touch your homes in Jesus' name, God. We ask that you just come back with us on tomorrow night, Lord, for the Kid D Unplugged, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 As the old ministers used to say down at the Deacon Lord, but they be on it. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, they be. They be on it. Y'all take me to a Southern Baptist church. Not you ain't got to take me tonight. Just somebody come get me and take me at some point. I need to go back to the old school.
So our homework here on the Shine Lord Radio is to go to the YouVersion Bible app and to go to the plan from anxiety to peace. It's a 6-day plan.
Okay.
6 days. And when we come back Sunday, I want to hear some results. Some,
amen.
What have you learned from this 6-day plan from anxiety to peace? How has this opened up your eyes to what's going on in the world and what you're dealing with and who we're supposed to be in connection with?
Amen. Amen.
I really do love this Bible app because it has tons of little lessons, little segments that we can do as a group. And we can learn from each other if we, you know, talk about it. And I feel like a good thing, even not on just the Shine Lord, this is for anybody and everybody that's listening. Get you a group together. I mean, you know, hey, we're two or more gathered in my name. What does it say? We're two or more gathered in my name. There I am in the midst. You all can have your own home Bible study using this Bible, like for real, for real. And those that's scared to go to church or go to mega churches where they say if it's 250 or more, y'all need. Not go, you can do it at home. You can have a conference call, you do whatever you need to do, but you can still get your Bible on. Okay.
Yeah, church has been looking pretty empty. Tomorrow night, I know we're about to leave, but tomorrow night, T. Smiley's going to let us know. He watches a particular show regularly. And on one of the on this particular show, where you really need an audience to make the show be amazing, you know, that's what the show is. It's about this great. I mean, it's about this other thing, but it's you need the audience, and there was no audience. So we're going to talk about what that kind of looks like
show.
Tomorrow. No. This is gathering of 250 or more. So we're gonna talk about it tomorrow night. On the Kia D Unplugged show, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be pretty funny. So we don't make light of the coronavirus at all. We know people are dying, but we definitely, you know, can use a little laughter right now in the midst of all this turmoil. So if you want to laugh and just hang out with us, you can do that tomorrow night on the Kia D Unplugged show. B-Ray will be there with us, T-Smiley, and myself, Kia D, and, of course, the entire Hot Topic panel will all be here as well. So it's an epic show, and we want you to be a part of it, and it's on WeTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, you. And here is by Queen Nye. Thank you for tuning in to the Shine Lord Radio. And thank you for tuning in to the Top Radio Network. Good night.
Our people are dying slowly every day. The enemy's trying, attacking every way he can. We gotta fight, we gotta fight, we gotta fight. You see, in this generation, materialistic, swallow the mind of these innocent children, yeah. We gotta fight, we gotta fight, we gotta fight. Oh, you see the
I'm still crying out. This is the world crying. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.